I am John. Okay. Dan, was that you? I don't know. How to Be a Storytelling Maverick is the title of our presentation, and in a little bit you're going to see exactly, if you didn't read the blurb coming in here, you'll see a little bit why we named it that. But I just want to start off by telling you a little bit about Boeing. We do have 140,000 employees, operations in more than 65 countries, and as was mentioned, Boeing News Now is our prime news and information resource powered by First Up, and I'm really proud to lead this team, Vanetta and Kim as well, and we've got some other members of the team, Sheila back, and then Dan Cahill and Dan Ivanis. So those names, remember, if you have any follow-up questions, certainly ask them. But Boeing News Now, really our mission is to provide those stories about Boeing's people, purpose, and global impact. We want to be timely and transparent with the news and information that we share, and really to build and often in current situations, rebuild pride and trust with our employees. A little bit of the flavor of the feel for the content that we produce and where we focus in on, we're really tied to our company objectives, helping our employees understand where they fit into that success of Boeing, and also for them to see themselves in those stories. That's where our content really shines. And also just to entertain, to help people when they come to work, maybe have a bright spot in their day with a story that we've produced. All of our content, or most of it, is original. And we really do let metrics be our guide. We will take time to look at a story, see how it's performed, course correct if needed for future stories, and that really helps us drive with our partners as well, the stories that we think will hit. We have, in the last year, leaned into employee sharing, and I know that a lot of you do this. For us, it's been a journey and something that we've really grown in the last year. We just see our employees, like many of you, as the best ambassadors for our company and to share the stories that we produce through their channels. I'll go just around some of these stories, but those about our people in the upper left there, a love story that happened at Boeing was really popular. No, the excitement around a delivery. In the middle there, that's all content that we produced at the recent Farnborough International Air Show. Outside of London, it's the biggest air show in the world. We produce content probably more than maybe people need because we know that there is a big draw to our products at air shows like this. The middle content piece, which was our 777-9 flying at the air show, we produced a long version of that flying display. We produced a short version and another short version with text. And what we found through metrics, 90% of our employees watched all of that content. They can't get enough, and it was one of our most shared pieces of content as well. And then whenever you can get a dog to sit in the flight deck of one of your airplanes, that was a security dog there and happened to be doing a sweep of the airplane. And so that was big engagement, not just for our employees, but also socially, as you can imagine. That bottom line there, I really see that as a snapshot of the balance of content that we're trying to tell. In fact, that is from our page, just screenshot across an employee profile, the latest on one of our defense programs. And then also to the right, a little bit of our history. We have an Our History channel that is hugely popular. And whenever we do history type stories, they get big engagement. And the employees love to see where we've been to know where we're going. As many of you might experience, you get from collaborators stories that it feels like the headline, summary, and image are the afterthought. They've put together this great content, this great story, and then it lacks in headline and summary and image. So we've really tried to help out our colleagues on headline writing to where we're even doing A-B testing. We'll put up a story, maybe more so how they envisioned it, and then we'll take that apples to apples and maybe post it a week later with a bit of a different spin that's really, in our minds, a bit more audience-centric and see how that does. And we've had some nice success with that. A story that initially hit at a lower engagement rate has jumped like threefold. Another part of that is imagery. And again, a lot of times imagery is the last thing that someone thinks of. So we also, if we have something that's kind of lacking, we've created and refreshed our suite of graphics. So colorful, a bit more dynamic, an opportunity to be able to edit some text within those pieces. And speaking of imagery and graphics, I'm gonna pass it now over to Kim Kelly, who's gonna talk a bit more about images.
All right, thank you so much, John, appreciate it. Yeah, as John mentioned so many times, imagery can be an afterthought, But it really is a way to purposely sell your story. And because the average BNN reader spends about just 2 to 2.5 minutes on our page scrolling through content, maybe clicking into a story. So you really have to grab them with your headline and your photo. And so you want, and many of you take your photos, you like the communicators out on the floor, you want them to be colorful. You want to show close-up, show action. And what really draws people in is it can be the composition of your photo. Would be remiss if I didn't talk about the rule of thirds. So I've taken this photo. Why isn't this working? Here, maybe you ought to drive.
I'll try to have the magic touch. I didn't earlier. There we go.
Rule of thirds. So I've taken this photo of an Apache helicopter and employees and divide in the third, both horizontally and vertically. And where those intersection points are really visual hotspots that draw you through the photo. And when you're taking your photos, instead of doing a center, just to center up the person in the middle of the shot, or maybe some people do a lot of selfies, but try to do them on the third and really create visual interest. And don't overlook the face. We do a lot of employee profile storytelling, and it does very well on our topics and our particular BNN platform. And when you can show people's expressions and faces and smile, you want to have smiling photos, or if it's something that's emotional, don't overlook the face when you're in your photos as well. And overall image quality, you don't really necessarily want something that's like pixelated and poor color, poor framing. It doesn't really draw the reader into the story. So you want it to look, on our website, we like it to look polished and like not as an afterthought and the last thing that they thought of as they do their stories. So what performs well? Products in action for us performs incredibly well. We build things that fly, that go undersea, that go into space, and people want to go on that journey and experience that through imagery. And so our videos and our photos and double dose of action is people and products together that employees want to see what other employees are doing. And so the employees in action to our teammates. And so if you want to advance to the next slide, John.
Just push it. I can do that.
And so I want to share with you, this is a story about a new fabrication center that opened in Mesa. And in the morning, we were provided this photo of a building. And it didn't get the greatest engagement. And so a couple hours later, we added this animated GIF showing the time lapse. And it increased like 3-4 times engagement. People were sharing this all over their social media. And so we really leaned into the animated GIF when appropriate. And so the thing about GIFs, though, is you want them to be purposeful. You want them to add to the, you want to have, got to have substance behind them. Otherwise, you run into the territory of becoming a gimmick. And so we use them as thumbnail images on the homepage of our website and within the body of the story. And the thing about GIFs, though, is you need them to have movement, but not too much, because they can get jarring, and they can either be hypnotic or very abrupt. So you need to be careful when you run into that territory. And again, just like our photos, products and action do well. I'll show you an example here just in a minute. And having a central focal point, just like a photo, is something to be mindful of. And so this is one of our animated GIFs taken from a video clip that we did. We made it the thumbnail of our homepage, and so it garnered extra attention. But again, it had a story behind it, so it wasn't just clickbait. And so this is our SB1 Defiant. It's like kind of has a nice smooth in and out. We put a transition. If you do your GIFs, you'd want to avoid having the jump cut where it goes from one side of the frame to the next. That's just not a good user experience for your reader. This is another one that we did. ESPN actually came into the factory and did a segment of our Seahawks fans for their Monday Night Football. And this was a fun one. It shows the Boeing logo, the fans really, our teammates jumping in, having a good time. Had a central focal point. You can really, the flag kind of gets highlighted there. But our employees really do awesome things. And Vanetta is actually going to share some of the campaign that we recently did featuring our employees.
All right. Thank you, Kim. So as Kim set up, our employees do amazing things. And we had an opportunity this year. Some of you may be familiar, there is a big Hollywood blockbuster called Top Gun Maverick. Has anyone seen it? Show of hands, anyone? All right. you can stream it on Netflix now. Yeah. This was a really tremendous opportunity for us because it showcased not only our products, the FA-18 Super Hornet, and it's just glory, and we got to see our products on the big screen. But if you think about it, really what we got to show is the work that our employees do in the factory floor day in and day out. So for us, this really was an opportunity to celebrate our employees and show the world what we do, all the amazing things we do. So tied into this movie, there was a large movement on social media. There's apparently a Top Gun Day where people, they come to social and they share their favorite quotes from the original Top Gun movie. And initially it was one of those things you might not think that that would tie into our everyday business communications, but we saw it as an opportunity. We thought, well, you know, our employees, their work is featured in this film. This is an opportunity, a conversation that the world is having, and we'd like to bring them in, and we'd like to make them part of it. So we did a short little movie. We had a couple of our Super Hornet employees share their favorite quotes. Yes, we posted it on social, but we also posted it to our internal employee audience. And what we discovered is that they were very engaged with this content. We could tell. They wanted to be part of the conversation. We enabled them to be part of the conversation. And in doing so, we gave them a voice, not just inside Boeing, but beyond. They could go out and share with their friends and family this wonderful thing that they were a part of. So we had a few other opportunities throughout the year. Another big one, the actor John Hamm. In the movie, he plays the character, his call sign, because all of the Top Gun fighter pilots, they have call signs. So his call sign was Cyclone. So he came, he's actually a St. Louis native, and he came to visit St. Louis, the home of the Super Hornet. That is where we build that fighter jet. So he came, and he spent some time touring the site. He took time to speak with our employees. I've never seen so many starry-eyed employees in one room watching the video. So it was great fun to have it, and really, the story itself, we videotaped it. So it was a video story, and as much content as we put around it was really the headline, the summary, and the video itself. We let the video speak for itself because we recognize employees don't have a lot of time, but they do appreciate good content. So posted that. That had wonderful engagement. And then we tied in a few additional opportunities. We did some fun facts about the films that tie in some of the things that we do that others might not know. While John Hamm is a celebrity, I will say we actually, our everyday employees are our celebrities. For the Top Gun films, for both of them, we have employed at Boeing a former Top Gun fighter pilot turned Boeing employee. Just a little bit of background on the Top Gun. The top 5% of people get into Top Gun. So it's very selective program. This is the fighter weapons school program. Of that 5%, 1% go on to become instructors, and then even fewer go on to become commanding officers. And we have an employee who did all of those things. And this is incredible. This is a very humble person, and he's just one of our employees who work on the factory floor. So his call sign when he was a Top Gun fighter pilot was Proton. So we're like, hey, we love John Hamm, that's great, but we have real celebrities. We have real mavericks right here at Boeing. So we had a great team who went, saw the opportunity, did a video with him, got him to talk about his experience and what it was like consulting on the film, and just tremendous engagement. It was so great, and it was a wonderful way to shine. But he's not the only celebrity. He's one. He's amazing, amazing record. But our everyday employees who are actually doing the work, putting the planes together, we discovered that they truly are what make the Super Hornet and everything we do possible. And they're excited to do what they do. So I'll just hopefully advance to the next slide. In addition to highlighting these wonderful celebrities, we went and we did an employee campaign where we actually grabbed about 9 employees to get them to talk about what they do and what the program means to them. So here's an example of one now.
I just advanced this.
One fighter is cool. A squadron is awesome. And my team keeps them connected. I'm Kwamika. I'm a software manager, and I am proud to lead a team of software engineers supporting the sensors and network communication capabilities on the aircraft. I don't think people realize how many sensors are on the aircraft, how much data is shared across the network, and my team is responsible for making sure that happens across the fleet. I didn't have the personal connection coming into Boeing, but now I realize that the platforms and the products I can support make a difference, and it's personal. So my little brother is in the military, and he rides on several of the platforms that we support. And I want to make sure that the aircrafts that he's on are of quality work, they're safe, and that he comes home at the end of the day. If I were a pilot, my call sign would be Patch, because I'm a fixer, and I like fixing things.
So I love that video because, well, as I said, this is an example of one of our amazing employees, and you can hear her enthusiasm, her excitement. She loves what she does, but also what she does, it's personal. And she's telling her own story in her own words. It's authentic. And it's just, it's exactly the type of enthusiasm and engagement that our recruitment folks seek out in candidates. So we were like, well, this is not only a wonderful story to share on Kwamika's behalf and with Boeing and outside of Boeing, but there's an opportunity here to tie into our recruitment initiative, because right now we have one, and we're looking to bring up employment in the factory floor, in the manufacturing area. So this was just a wonderful way to bring the movie to the world, bring Kwamika into the conversation. And one reason I really liked the way that this was done, it was very simple. It was a dark room. They were showing behind her, you might have noticed, it was a projection of a movie in the background. It was real footage of our real products doing what they do on aircraft carriers taking off. So it really enabled us to showcase our most valued resource in a way to make them feel special. So we extended that to more employees, and here are just a few more examples. I won't play them, but you can see that we've tried to highlight different types of roles that that people do. So we've got software engineers, we've got all kinds of roles that are demonstrated, but we also wanted to promote the idea of sharing these, because for a long time, the culture was such that you just kind of kept work at work. You didn't talk about work, or you didn't share things outside the company. We are on a journey now. We want to share more of ourselves with the outside world. We want them to see our people. We want others to be inspired by what we do, and we want to just bring the inside out and also the outside thinking in. So to help do that, because sharing is a new option for many of our folks, we actually began inserting a graphic in each of our content pieces to explain how to share. So how to share from First Up onto your social pages, in an email, on a website. And so that, too, has helped contribute to this sharing and being able to share, give employees a voice. And as John said earlier, really make our employees the ambassadors for Boeing, the ambassadors of our brand. You know, they're out there sharing themselves, what they do, their passion, their pride, and we like that. So, a few takeaways. What we discovered in the year 2022, people like John Hamm. The John Hamm video was the most shared video in all of our publications this year. But the Proton video, call sign Proton, our very own employee Top Gun fighter pilot, that video was the second most shared within that campaign, but throughout the company, the third most overall shared video. So that tells us, like, okay, we have our celebrities too, and people want to hear from them. They want to read what others are doing, read about them, see them on film, hear from them. So that was a pretty exciting metric. A few additional things. We discovered that a lot of our special organic content, the engagement, it exceeded our average of all the enterprise content we were doing at the time. So right away, we knew employees are hungry for this. They want to see this. That was the case for some a number of our posts. And then finally, in addition to just seeing the great engagement, having that additional connection to recruitment, we continue to see more likes, more shares, more engagement with the employee video series. And so all of those things told us that there is a place for employees in the conversation beyond Boeing's walls. And we hope that when you're putting together your communications that you'll think outside as well, beyond your own walls, and try to make as much content shareable and share the stories of your people. Thank you.
Awesome.
You were standing for a while.
All right. Well, we've got time for probably a few questions. We've got about 10 minutes. So, I already see a hand up over here. So if I don't get to your question, of course, feel free to talk to John and Kim and Vanetta later. And I'm making my way around. All right.
Hi. Thanks for presenting here. How did you find the person on the factory floor who was the fighter pilot?
We did know that he was a retired service member, and that we were aware of that when we hired him, because he retired from that and came to Boeing. And that's actually an area we do very much want to provide a path for people switching from military life to civilian life. So Boeing is a big area of recruitment for us. So we were aware. It wasn't a surprise. I think it's a natural track for a lot of folks to look at companies like Boeing. And with him, I mean, the interesting thing about the Hollywood film is, you know, that film was, I think, finished in 2019, and it only, you know, debuted recently. So it's a long process in the making. But yes, I mean, people have, it's a voluntary thing to self-identify as a veteran. But I'm sure that with someone like him, I think that that's just a natural a place to consider employment, and he probably had a number of folks. So, and flies the airplane, knows the aircraft. So,
awesome. Question over here.
You shared a lot of video content. I was just curious if you've ever explored anything like podcasts or just like listening content for employees.
Yeah, podcasts has been one of those things that we hear from leaders and colleagues. Everyone wants a podcast. Everyone wants a podcast. And what we found for our audience, they just didn't perform in general that well. The ones that did were very specific and had information across the board. So around the COVID time, we had health professionals come in and we did a podcast around that. We have pulled back a bit from the podcast and the audio cast kind of until we can reset on a real strategy. It doesn't mean we won't do them occasionally. In fact, we have a really close partner in a publication we call Innovation Quarterly, which is a lot of our engineering talent and folks. And that's where if we're going to do a podcast or something audio generated, we lean in there, because it's that type of audience that seems more engaged with a podcast. But we did have what was called an Inside Boeing podcast, and out of 15 that were done, maybe one was really good. Like, and if you all have ideas about podcasts, the rest were very negligible for the amount of work that went into it, for what, you know, what we got out of it.
Great, thank you.
Oh. Thank you. Two questions, actually. So I had the opportunity to meet you earlier, so thank you. You had mentioned that you no longer allow comments on your stuff, and I wondered how that engagement has changed, if that has happened. And secondly, what do you guys do for Veterans Day?
You want to start with that? Well, sure. Veterans Day, we do just around the company. We have, and one thing that I didn't mention in the top slide was that we now have 42 topics and, you know, 50-some-odd owners of those topics, and we've got, like, 6 proposals on the way. So that a lot of those are site-specific and function-specific, and those are doing their own types of veterans engagements or content around that. We really oversee the enterprise-wide. So we'll do something that's a recognition from our CEO or something that also holistically brings together, but we do a lot, yeah, around veteran-type content because it's, I think, 10, 15% of the workforce. On commenting. I mean, journey for us because it was, I think with COVID and some of the other topics that came up, it, you know, we saw, as I heard in another session, commenting was a gift. We felt it was too. It got to a point where it was a lot of comments were very offensive, to be honest. And there was labor and legal issues that came into it. We tried to really do some moderation and also process around that. But it came to a point where just at that time, and we've disabled it for now, it just wasn't the best for us. Will we look at it later down the road, roadmap? Maybe. What we're doing in the interim is leaning into polling. We really want to use that polling feature, engage our employees, but also in each story that we do, we always put an email at the top or the bottom that either directs them to a subject matter expert, to our mailbox, or to another, like the coronavirus at exchange.boeing.com, but that we are giving them a place that they can go and give their comments in light of it being turned off.
All right, I think we've got time for maybe 2 more questions, so I'll start here, and then I see one up front.
Hi, how are you? So, totally jealous because I come from a financial services company, so it is not as sexy as, you know, Planes and Maverick, but, and this is maybe more of a question to the audience here who are in my similar shoes. We've been at this platform for 5 years. We've done everything that we possibly can between the, you know, the fun contest to trying to make life insurance and annuities sexy, but it's very difficult to do. So to anyone, I mean, yeah. I'll put my name out there, Lindsay, Sophia, please email me any ideas that to get that, like, because I know within healthcare and other highly regulated things, we can only do so much with employee engagement things. So
What I was going to say is not, we don't always have Top Gun land in our lap. And yeah, we do have these cool things, but this, I think, you know, we would agree, we try to apply that through the employee lens and telling a story, even something that's about a process improvement in the factory or a process improvement in engineering that may seem kind of bland, but telling it through their eyes and why they're passionate about the improvement that they made and sharing that through the platform as well. And so that's one way when something's not as sexy as an airplane flying or whatnot, if there's a personal story. And we found, as we showed, that it's, you know, there was love at first flight. It was, you know, a couple that met and they married and they kind of, they worked together. And so there are those personal type stories that we try to then bring in that work tie. So I don't know if you have anything like that in the finance. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, one more.
Thanks very much. I love the Top Gun Day. Do you use media monitoring platforms to drive your content strategy? And how do you quickly react to what might be trending themes to turn them into compelling campaigns with some longevity?
So much to unpack there, what I would say. Because if you saw on one of our slides, timely and transparent is something that we are really trying to turn more of a corner on with news and information that we have. Things that are a bit, you know, the Top Guns, that's easy to understand that's something that we would really lean into. The more controversial topics, the things that are in the news, we want to, and what we've had to do is really partner closely with media relations. I'm not saying had to. We have partnered very closely with media relations, with social and legal, because there are things that we just sometimes can't talk about. But we are pushing that to say our employees are saying they want to see and understand what's going on. Transparency is key. That helps them build pride and trust in the company. So we've just taken these kind of small steps And a big start is just, hey, this is our approach. Let's not just out of hand say, hey, that's a topic, it's too hot, we don't even want to touch it for employees, but let's find where we can touch that, provide perspective for our employees because they want to know, and that's just all part of that transparency goal that we're aiming for. So we won't always hit it, but we are at least having the conversation, which is a step in the right direction for us where we haven't been before.
Great. Well, really, really, really want to thank all three of you. Great presentation. I took some things away. I'm pretty sure all of you took some things away. Appreciate everyone joining us. Round of applause. Thank you. Amazing.